Hi, and welcome to episode number one on letting go. This week's topic is all about letting go and releasing and surrendering. When I first heard that topic, I was really reluctant, actually. I was like, are you sure? Because this is not a topic that, or an area that I enjoy very much. I don't know about any of you. How well do you do with letting go and surrendering control? I don't do so well, or I didn't anyways. And that was a big learning curve I had to go through. And coming out of the resistance of it, I recognized the importance of it in so many ways, in so many parts of my life. I recognized that for everything that I didn't want to let go of, I was attaching to a belief pattern or an ideal or idea that really was, if I dug deep enough, looked at the roots of it, it wasn't rooted in my highest wisdom or in my highest self. It was rooted in old patterns of fear, old imposed patterns, just old energy. And once I was able to ask myself when I was in there and was able to recognize that, why am I still wanting to hold on to it? What does it give me? How does it serve me? And it wasn't really serving me. It was serving an old habit. It was a protective mechanism. That's it. And when you can understand or work through that, you don't need that protection. You're not being protected from anything. That's just the mind, the construct of your mind. It makes it a bit easier to release some of those older outworn patterns. Now, when they show up in your life, we don't always know what to let go of. I mean, I used to get so frustrated when someone would say, Kim, just let go. Let go of the reins, Kim, just surrender. And I'd get upset. I still remember, and I think I still kind of do it once in a while. But in all honesty, you know, it's not something that has been, it's easy, but once you do it, it's like you exercise and you muscle, you get better at it. Because the deeper you go within yourself, you discover more of these layers and go, whoa, I've been holding on to that, or this is still here, and when you are honest with yourself at that degree, you're able to, you have the courage to actually do it, because it does take courage to release these things. My mind used to come into play and say, I don't know how to release. I don't know how to let go. I'm trying. I'm saying I'm surrendered. I'm saying I let go. But it's not happening, right? And I used to get so frustrated with that until I had to recognize that my mind was stopping me, that the more that I was present, the more that I was in a surrendered state, the easier it was to release it. And it's not something I had to do. But it just happened as a result of me being willing to and choosing to. So there's a difference between the doing of letting go and the allowing of letting go. It's like with anything. I mean, we are within ourselves, we have cycles. We are part of an evolutionary cycle. And like you see it with, you know, like the snakes and the butterflies and all of the insects that shed, they don't hold on to their, you know, exoskeleton because they're afraid of what's underneath it, you know? Imagine that. They go, no, I don't want to let it go. I don't want to let it go. You know, and they wouldn't go through their metamorphosis or they wouldn't go through their process. I mean, that's sort of how we are. We're like holding it on. No, you know? I mean, I'm putting it lightly, but it kind of is like that, you know? But I'm just laughing at my own analogy here. It just popped into my brain. But if you can see it as it's a natural process that from you and us to evolve to the next layer of our evolution, of our ascension process, you have to release. And I think from myself, what was easy was remembering the times that how good I felt when I did release, whether it be like just a simple thing, like when I decluttered my house or decluttered my closet, like how good I felt. I was energized. I was like, how can I be so energized by just getting rid of crap? And I went, oh, because this is energy. And so that started a different spin for me of investigating that deeper and go, where else am I invested energetically to all things that take up my energy? And that's a clue, you know, like when you're doing something and it's starting to drain you, you're either going in the wrong direction or you need to let go of a mindset around that thing. I'm a bit of a planner, or I didn't recognize how much of a planner that I was until I was asked to do this, was guided to do this program. And right away, I wanted a plan of action. I wanted to know all my topics for every episode. I wanted to prepare, to script, to do all of that stuff. And they were like, nope, we're not. There's nothing coming. It was like blank. It was a total blank. Even if I tried, like with my head and my mind, I couldn't even, no, it just had such resistance around it. And what for myself personally, I'm being asked to look at is all the ways that I've overplanned or planned so that I feel safe. And if I really am present and I trust in myself 100%, then what I need to know in the moment comes to me naturally. I don't have to go look for it. I don't have to stress over it. And so that's not easy to the mind to accept, because what in fact is happening is I'm reconstructing an old pattern. I have to repattern my energetic system, literally, of what it believed in or what it thought it had to do, what we were told to do. You know what I mean? I think that many of us feel before, if you've ever done a presentation or anything, that you're being told, well, you got to prepare, you got to have this, you got to have that. I mean, there's a preparation, then there's over-preparation. And there's just rough sketching, and then there's just trusting. I mean, there's many layers to it, and you're all going to find each your own level that works for you. But at the beginning, it's just going, if you're just in the process of just starting to recognize you need to let go of stuff, then allow it to be. Like when something, you're hit against a wall, I would say, that's when it's time to look at it and go, okay, wait, I'm hitting a resistance here. So what's it showing? What's showing up for me? Because every pattern, you don't have to go look for them very hard. Every pattern and every belief and everything that needs to go because they don't serve you will show up one way or another in your life. And it's how you approach it that's important. I mean, this is how history repeats itself. I mean, if we look at how we create our life, how we create things in our lifetime, we've learned to create by default. Means that you just go with emotion and you're just going to do this and do that. When your energy is rooted in the past, when your energy is invested in past events, past things, past life, you name it, it's just in past. When you create with that energy, it comes forward. Now, when you release those energetic bondages, those energetic hooks, I will say, from the past, then all this creative life force flows through you. You have this sense of vitality, and you have more energy for new creative enterprises, whatever that might be for any of you. So it's really interesting to start witnessing as you choose to release. We tend to have to put in so much. It's like, I need to learn this, I need to learn that, and I have to take this course, and I have to take that course. And, you know, we are an overload of information. And when your energy system is overloaded with this information, it can't receive. It's like stuck in your mind, and you use that. So your default mechanism is to go into your mind and go find what you need. So you're going outside yourself, literally, to access information when information comes to you and is available to you every second of every moment in the presence. So what, in fact, happening through this, your evolutionary stages, is this I will say, mind reprogramming, system overhaul, a system upgrade. So your system, your body is going to go through various different kinds of upgrades so that it can do this more effectively. But in the meantime, you have to practice this art of letting go, the art of surrendering. And so, like I said, I think I said earlier, the easy ways is when you recognize something coming up, then be willing to see it. Be willing to quiet your mind. That's going to pull you right out of it. Breathe into your whole body and go, what is being shown? What do I need to let go of? And allow it to surface. Be willing to, it's a willingness. There's a willingness and then you choose. And choose to say, I choose to not have this anymore. Or I choose to let go of that relationship, that person, that thing, that whatever. And then that's the surrender. This is the part where we say surrender is just allow it to happen on its own because it will. There's so much more I could say on letting go. And yet, if you can proceed forward in saying, I'm willing to learn how to let go with ease or let go with some sort of grace instead of kicking and screaming like I do. Then you navigate these changes much easier because the way forward, literally, there will be more shedding because what's in fact happening on the consciousness of the world, of the collective consciousness, I should say, is that there's a big breakdown of three-dimensional patterns of behavior, of thoughts that are taken from a historical pattern of fear. And where evolution has taken us is a complete opposite of that. And so each one of us, in our own ways, in our own journey, will be challenged. And now I'm kind of understanding why I'm meant to talk about letting go at the beginning of all this. Because this is a tool. This is something that it will keep going. And when you surrender into, this is something I have to get better at, it gets easier. And the deeper we go, the more you're going to shed. And this is basically part of what I feel is the 8-week evolution together. So now that came full circle on me to understand why now this was important to start with. Like I said, these are not scripted. These messages come in. I have a few points that I might want to talk about and then I go. And so I hope this part has helped you somewhat. And again, I'm always open to receiving comments or questions. If you want to entertain that, you can always send me an email. So for now, we're going to leave it at that. And we're going to merge into our meditation. Okay, so preparing for your meditation. Just ensure that you're in a position that's comfortable, preferably sitting, your back upright. For this particular one, we're going to work on letting go. And letting go the parts of our bodies that are holding, noticing what they are, where they are, and using our breath to release tension, to release whatever's there. So for that practice, you can try sitting comfortable with your back supported. And if that's really not comfortable, then go ahead and take the position that best works for you. So to begin, let's start with just coming to awareness of our breath. As you breathe in and you breathe out. Breathing in, allow the breath to fill up your body. And exhale. Just aligning your spine so that you're not too forward nor too back. And just now for a few breaths, just allow yourself to settle into this present moment, into your body. And as you deepen here and you start softening, you're going to let your body soften even more. Noticing your feet on the floor or wherever they may be. Feeling the ground beneath you. Making that point of connection. And just briefly scanning your body, your legs, your hips. Just noticing your lower body now. Even if you can soften even more into your hips, into your buttocks and thighs. With each exhale, you soften. It's like you're melting. Inhale, you bring the breath back up into the body. And exhale, you just soften a little bit more your thighs and hips. Now low back. Just kind of letting gravity get a hold of you a bit here. You'll feel more of maybe a pull downwards. Just allow that to happen for a moment. And notice your breath. Notice the ease at which you can breathe. And soften more. Notice your shoulders and jaw and hands. See if you can soften those parts. Soften the muscles of your face. As you let your jaw drop gently. Notice in the back of your neck as well, your shoulders. Just letting that soften. And as you keep softening up, you're aware of your breath. And we're just going to deepen our awareness here of the breath. Noticing your inhale, how full is your inhale? How is your inhale flowing into your body? And then watch your exhale leave the body. Watch the breath leave the body. Are you exhaling through the mouth, or is the breath descending through the body? At this point, you're simply just observing the patterns. Observing your own breathing rhythms. And as you observe your breathing patterns, can they soften even more? Can they change in a way that feels more full. And so we're going to explore a bit here. The breath. And we're going to focus on a bit the inhale for now. And as you inhale, can you begin to see where the breath rises from? Where is it starting? Can you let your awareness follow its pattern? Every new inhale simply become deeper into its awareness. So this is where we are surrendering the mind and going deeper into following and watching the inhale. As you keep following now, we're going to gently invite your breath to lengthen and expand. So as you breathe in, you're imagining the breath starting from the lowest part of your body and rising up along your torso, your spine. And feel its expansion. It's almost like it could keep going and going and going. Wherever you are at this stage, simply be with what is and notice. When you let go of forcing breath or having it to be one way or another, and just gently inviting it to do something different, you release tension. You release the force. So for now, you're simply observing and working with the inhale. Noting how it can expand through the body. You might feel it in your torso, in your chest, and you might feel it expanding to the sides. And some of you might just feel it in your belly. Wherever that may be, just play here. Explore. And ask yourself, what would it look like, or what would it feel like if I bring the breath from my belly up? Give it permission to rise. And for those of you who are a bit more proficient with your breathing, you can play with, can I feel my breath along the back of my body, starting from sacrum all the way up to my crown? Can I feel the breath again to the front of my body, from sacrum all the way up to crown? And then can you feel it in the middle? So again, all of you are at different stages of your meditation practices. So I'm offering a few different versions here. And here we're simply exploring, allowing the breath to, specifically the inhale, to expand further and out more Good. Now we're going to switch our attention to the exhale. And we're going to do the same thing now. But this time we're going to focus on watching the exhale. Noticing where it begins. And noticing where it ends. And here you want to play with the length of the breath. And you extend and slow down the exhale. Like it's just gently dripping down the body. And as you become more proficient with this, you can really watch it flow down the spine, through the perineum, into the earth. So grounding the breath downwards. But just for today, play with noticing the difference and explore again the exhale down the body. Good. Again, you can explore with feeling in the back of the body or the front of the body. And now we're going to put the two together. And we're going to move into a more surrendered state. So as you breathe in, watch the breath rise. And on the exhale, I want you to begin to feel your upper body go down with the exhale, meaning perhaps the neck wants to go down, the head wants to drop as it follows the breath and how deep it can go through the body. Keep surrendering here, your shoulders, your head, your neck. Let the head bob down. We're keeping full awareness of the breath, the exhale down. Breath to keep practicing surrendering of everything, of every part of your body. You notice the mind is quiet, the body is quiet. As you draw deeper down through the body, draw in the breath, and we're going to breathe up in a way to bring your spine back in alignment. So you're breathing in, gently stretching or straightening your spine, your head rises, and you let the breath go. Take another three long breath, inhales, breathing up through the chest, expand. And exhale. Take another breath in. And release. noticing the softness of your body now. And as you're ready, take your time to come out gently from your practice. Your meditation is completed. Namaste.